ケーキに出しますけどな、伝わりない
Of course, Vaishnava literature. When I came here, I just got the...
Does that mean that the prescribed amount of rounds should be neglected? Or after the prescribed amount of rounds, then reading can be, should be done?
Yeah. Only counting books and then giving the numbers. That is not many. Sadhin from them. A mind of sadhin is a sadhin. And sadhin is a Krishna. Krishna is a sadhin. That sadhin can be seen in that Krishna.
Well, in general, I try to chant minimum four rounds a day.
Four rounds?
I'm trying. Really, I'm checking. I'm
not less than four rounds. Generally, 16 rounds. That's why it could be used for 2 hours. 16 rounds means 2 hours. That person should be given dinner. In a special paper, 4 rounds. And
then I have to improve. I have to put more energy in.
And improve in that line or in another line in the future.
My chanting has, I feel it has
Sarangha.
Without Sarangha, no effect may be expected to come up. Everything for himself. Nothing for me, I am also for him. This sort of idea must develop within. The transformation is necessary from particular to the universal, from self to the absolute. That sort of transformation, that is necessary in taking the merit or reading the scriptures or preaching to the public, whatever the external form may be. But that very life, there must be present there. That I am surrendering to the absolute call. Mm. Neither for name, fame, or idea. With this idea I go on chanting now and then, that is of no use. Sivanke jivhadu shayane vaspratada. He will have to come down to my level. My tendencies, my activities will be of such nature that should be sufficient to attract the higher, all omniscient conscious principles to come down to my heart. And whatever I do. The universal knowledge, universal love have to come down to my heart to meet my handkerchief. Crying also is bhajan. Crying, repenting. That is also bhajan, devotion.
Guru Maharaj, I have one question. If prasad is given with contempt, because like when I was in Tirupati at one temple, I asked for some prasad, that man gave very contemptuously he gave me. I felt severe bad reaction after taking that prasad. I want to know whether I should accept a prasad given like that or should reject it, you know.
If given as content, you can show some independent respect to that. You may not take it, but you should show some respect.
Also, while taking donations, we should, in ISKCON, they take donation which is given grudgingly. They even take the money against the will of the person giving it. But in Gita, it says that such a donation given with contempt or grudgingly has no effect.
The prasad cannot be sold. In exchange of money,
yes,
what is given, that may not be considered as prasadam in the real sense.
And what about donation, Maharaj? Supposing we take donation, I collect some donation.
That must be considered separately. You will take just not to sell the book. I am presenting the book. I beg something for the publication service of the book. So I am sending some prasadam. At the same time, I can beg. I can beg a free contribution from them. But it is necessary that we can distribute prasadam. We have got no sufficient money. You should contribute something for the purpose, for the bhoga. Even in ancient India, education was not paying. Basic education cannot be given in part as money. And it's not exchange of money. Cutting a special thing, man. Must be free, eh?
Cutting a special?
No. So it cannot be purchased. You can exchange your money or anything. Transaction must be free. Anugraha, prasad means anugraha, grace. A grace. Not to be purchased.
Good words. I have one more. It's not such an important question, but is playing when we sing bhajans, the use of the harmonium, is that?
It is not admirable because our Guru Maharaj did not allow it.
Mm-hmm.
But Swami Ji Maharaj allowed there, considering the peculiar position of those states. But our Guru Maharaj did not like the some luxury, element of luxury.
So you didn't like us to use?
And Mahaprabhu, who inaugurated this kirtan,
yes,
he did not use any harmonium. This mridang and the karta in Goloka. And that is the source of sankirtan. We should revere in that way.
Mm-hmm.
Gulakera Sankhi, Premadhana Harinam Sankirtanam. It is the capital of the highest quarter in the universe. And the original position, we don't find any harmony or anything else. But Madanga and Karada, and so many other things, the procession. So it is better we shall try to stick to that idea.
Yes.
Of the most original play.
Yes. It's always good to hear your final instruction on every subject.
Guru Maharaj, why does God appear to take on karmic reaction? As in the case of Vali shooting the arrow at Krishna's foot. You know?
Yes, different incarnation of God came here for different purpose. Varaha Dev, Yajna Varaha Dev came to devour all the sins of the doers, of the sinners.
No, but his own reaction.
With the help of Yajna, sacrifice. When the Jew sacrifice, there, all the prejudices of the past life is finished in the fire.
Did you also say why God Himself becomes victim to reaction willingly?
Victim to reaction? What do you mean?
By it's like Bali Maharaj, Bali and Sugriv.
Ram shot Vali. But then he again took, Vali shot Krishna through his
as a hunter.
God comes here to teach. To teach things for us in different stages of teaching comes from different incarnations. He showed that this is the reaction of the karma kanda. If you do something against another, you must have to take that as a reaction. You see, that to teach that, he is also showing. Otherwise, no reaction.
So the karmis will only understand that level.
To teach the karmi about the reaction, he himself accepts that. But I am also not out of the law of karma. So you must be very careful. That is his teaching. Otherwise he may avoid everything. He is above.
Why does he not make it known that he is above the law? Why does he not make it known that he is above the law?
So he is above. Then what will be above all? Apart from all these laws are coming as a conception of the Absolute. The law, if God is under law, then law is the Absolute thing. There is another conception. Whether law comes from God or God comes from law. There are so many, the Jaimini and others, they say the law is above all. But devotees do not accept that mean theory. What is the characteristic of the Absolute? For Hegel says everything for himself. Then he is Absolute, otherwise he is not Absolute. The conception of the Absolute must include that he is independent, he is the master of everything. Whatever thing exists only to satisfy him, then he is Absolute, then he is God. Not a man created a God under law. That is no God. That is our creation. Shall we take
breakfast? Yes.
Everyone
has taken?
Yes.
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 Bhajinan Prabhu, you gone through the letters yesterday? You know, that is found on the here, guna, maya guna. And that is yoga maya guna is present there in Goloka. That must be in the cause. What we find in the effect, that must have to exist in the origin, so in different forms. What is not in the cause, that cannot come in the effect. So it must be there, but in different way.
That is inconceivable to us at present?
Sometimes, and it is conceivable by His grace. All the things there, that is understandable only by His will. All right is out. Jami Vaishya Bhunati Tena Lampa. That is super subjective area. I as a subject cannot enter. cannot have any entrance in that final world. But that can come down in the contact with me. Superior consciousness can come down to contact with gross consciousness. But gross consciousness cannot go up, piercing this superior subtle consciousness and to make an investigation there. It is not possible. That can come to meet us. We cannot go up to meet him. By nature, the existence is such, super consciousness. Jiva consciousness is relative, lower consciousness. And Paramatma consciousness, higher. Then Narayan consciousness, Ramchandra consciousness, Krishna consciousness are going high to higher to higher.
What should be our behavior with other deities, other temples?
We should consider them as appointed officers to conduct the activities of the world in different stages of the creation. They are all office holders.
So we can offer obeisances and respect, worship also?
Not with the object of bribing to get some local, fulfill local interest. But as the officer, we can show some respect to them, not neglecting.
I'm talking about other Vishnu deities or Krishna deities. I'm talking about only other Vishnu or Krishna deities.
Yes, we will show your honor to everyone. You should.
But is there any difference in their behavior to us or our behavior to them? Than our own deities, you know.
Deity, that is receiving worship of the lower classes. If to show honor to that deity means to encourage the lower class people, then we should have to do it cleverly. From within I shall show respect, not outwardly, because these persons, they will be misled.
Yes, that is what happened.
Guru Maharaj?
Yes?
How can we, or should we try to develop some internal realization, like remembering Krishna, or is it more important to develop sadhana?
The only process to improve our surrender, the degree of surrender, and that our realization in the way of surrendering, then that will come to meet me, come down to my level to make me understand.
No separate endeavor.
Huh?
No separate endeavor to.
No separate way.
Uh-huh.
Only to attract him to come down to my level.
Mm-hmm.
My negative side, that is my hunger, that should be improved.
Mm-hmm.
So invited by my humility, he will come down to take me. Negative side should be increased. No assertive, but attractive side. You have to take initiative. And the mind is in the negative side. Humility, want, need, diet, need, all these things. Will attract. To come and not to come, it is his free will. But invitation, intense invitation from my side. I cannot force him to come.
Yes.
In other words, I can force him only by my earnest invitation. That I can do. I can increase the earnestness of my invitation. So you, O Lord, you have to come to deliver this fallen soul. I can't live without you. In this way, the negative side should be increased. To attract the positive. Predominating and the predominated, two aspects. Of the same thing. Proton and neutron, what does it say in the science? The atom is broken. Proton and a neutron or something like that? Or if you electron broken?
Proton and electron. Nucleus and electron. Electron is very small.
Two aspects everywhere. The possessor and the possessed energy. Energy and the possessor. These two things are simultaneous and eternal. Thing and its potential.
They have recently found in science that the smallest particles, like electrons, they are simultaneously exhibiting inconceivable characteristic of both particle and wave. You know, it's very analogous to Mahaprabhu's description of the soul, which is achintya bheda bheda. Because
everywhere, achintya bheda bheda everywhere. And now they have gone from atom to electron. Then again, if they analyze, they will have to go to more finer things. No end. No end that side, and no end also in the bigger side. After that, ether. Then, what is outside ether? Outside electricity? They will wonder, say, oh, there is another thing outside it. All comprehended with it. No end. Then they will have to test that all these things are a part of the mind. Everything is a part of the mind, experience of the mind. From mind it comes out, and the dissolution, in evolution, all the concrete things comes out of the mind. And in dissolution, all enters into mind. A portion of the thought world, nothing else. Subjective evolution. Not that from fossil to reason. The fossil has developed itself into reason or intelligence. No. The fossil is a part, and everything is a part of consciousness. Subjective evolution.
Guru Maharaj, I want to ask you one question. Whether this Ashta Prakriti, earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, false ego,
What?
The Ashta Prakriti.
Ashta Prakriti.
Whether it actually exists in the gross form or it only exists in the consciousness of the soul.
Consciousness is the reality. Everything is there. In Vishwarup, where Krishna's soul, Vishwarup told, you know, where does it come from? So many heavy things, Chandra, Surya, Vishwa, Drona, all is glowering. Whatever that is shown in Vishwarupa, where from it came? All consciousness. The hard thing, this is hard. This is also a sensation of the touch, sensation. This is big, this is small. That is all a sensation. Experience of consciousness. Consciousness is the graphic, extensive. Comprehensive. Brahma accommodating everything within is. And the Paramatma entering into everything. Anuru Niyam, the smallest of the small and the biggest of the big. Two aspects. Biggest of the big is Brahma. And the smallest of the small is Paramatma. And whatever is why all these exist? To fulfill the will of the Lord Bhagavan, bhajaniya guna vishishta. One all comprehending, one all permeating, and Brahma Paramatma, and what is Bhagavan? It is meant for which? To serve which purpose? For his satisfaction, that is Bhagavan, conception. Everything for him. Whenever we come in contact, we want to love him at the cost of our whole life sacrifice. That aspect represents Bhagavan. Yeah. Whenever we come in his contact, we are captured by his beauty, all his magnanimity, all any higher superior quality, and I want to serve him. By that tendency, we come to understand what is Bhagavan. For which everything is meant, everything, all existence is meant for that. That aspect is Bhagavan. And all comprehensive, that is Brahma. And all permeating antarjami, that is Paramatma. In this way it has been given, description given.
But Prakriti is also considered one of the five eternal elements, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
Or the five eternal things.
What are they?
No, not five eternal. Bhagavan, then Kal, Prakriti, Karma.
That all comes out of Bhagavan. Or Yogamaya, his Prakriti, his potential. All karma, that has come in Baladev Vidya Bhushan Gita Tika, it is mentioned here, and also there, perverted reflection. In Goloka also there is kal, question of kal, but not this mundane, but some sort of spiritual time. Krishna is growing. His child from childhood is coming to youth. This is called, suppose, a piece of the skull. And so many tendencies. Yashoda doing so much service. That energy, that is karma, but not karma of this type. That is another thing. Vidas. Lila. Here it is karma, there that is lila. And in lila, so many factors. The childhood, the youth, the old age, different represented there. Space also. Here is Radha Kunda, here is Govardhan, here is Vrindavan. All these things, space, question of space. But that is controlled by the will of Krishna. Sometimes it is becoming far, and if Krishna wills, they are coming together. This way.
But demon killing pastime may not be there in Golok, isn't it?
Demon killing, yes. That is also in some particular way. The Agha Bhaka Pura Putana, they are found in Goloka, of demonic representation. But that is not in their full strength as a necessary article for Leela. In this way, representation is there.
How can the demons enter into Goloka?
Just as in a play, a drama. In drama, a good man also may take the part of a demon to play. Like play or lila. এরা জানেন কি যাবার সময় কি দরকার না দরকার বুঝতে পারছেন
গুরু মহারাজ. One time I heard that in Goloka the demons, that they're actually not present, only rumors of demons. Some say that they are
just something like portrait. They are inspired to play like that. কখন যাবেন মালা টালা একটু দেয়া দিই এদিক ওদিক করার দরকার. এরা কখন যাবেন? কটার সময়? আপনি না থাকলেও হয়ে যাবে. এরা কে কে যাচ্ছেন আজকে?
শ্যামানন্দ
প্রভু,
কৃষ্ণমোহন
প্রভু, which helps us to make our progress towards the truth. That is true, truth. All else false. What helps me to go to my home, that is really helped to me. All other movements are false. A madman may have many thoughts and ideas, but what helps him to reinstate in his former life, that is really truth for him.
Mm-hmm.
Which helps him to get back his real life. And the other helps to satisfy the so many whims which comes out from that madman, that is no help.
Yes.
Help proper is to help him to go back to his own homely life.
Mm-hmm.
Which he is, everyone is searching, knowingly or unknowingly. Knowingly or unknowingly, we are searching for the home comfort. We are not satisfied with our present environment,
mm-hmm.
whatever it may be, some sort of uneasiness. So what helps us to, helps me to go to my home, desired home, sweet home, that is true for me. All other forms. Fear. Everyone has got tendency to go back to the back home. And the homeward help is real help. Other help are not only unnecessary, but injurious. That we should understand. That is diksha, that is Krishna consciousness, that is preaching of Krishna consciousness. All else falsehood. And the attempts of the foes and enemies, all false. Not only false, but pain producing. Leading to misery. Only help to Krishna consciousness is reality, a real value. Which are wizard? Do you know which wizard? You do not know which?
Which result in Krishna consciousness?
Which?
Oh.
Mm. A mystic lady,
yes.
That enchants, especially the boys.
Mm-hmm.
So that is Maya. Maya means witch.
So help comes from the positive side. And then all negative thoughts of the madman will be eliminated automatically. Is that so? Help comes to us from the higher quarter. And then the negative thoughts, elimination.
We have to acquire that by sukriti, by sraddha. Our within cooperation, we have to come to that. We have to deserve. We have to earn. That we may dissolve. Other things will pass over my ear, I won't feel it. I won't care to come to its connection. Because my consciousness is flowing throughout the world. But there are so many men who are deaf to this call of Krishna consciousness. Even some animals and the trees may be benefited.
Mm.
Still some so-called scholarly human beings, they may be apathetic. They may be deceived of Krishna consciousness. Human beings may be deceived, but animals may derive benefit of Krishna consciousness. It is possible. If it is possible, Dhyan Sunyar Bhakti. Scholarship is no qualification to go towards Krishna consciousness. Neither master of energy, capitalist, neither capitalist nor scientist, they are qualified for Krishna consciousness.
So Maharaj, when a jiva starts falling, does he go, does he lose control and go all the way down, or can he stop his fall at any time?
All that is the first idea. Jiva's ordinary position of the fallen jiva, akkhara, non-differentiated plane. And the first starting is begun with some sort of curiosity. Just as a man begins his intoxicating habit. In the beginning, curiosity, something like that. But later on, the intoxication that acquires some power and forces him to obey his dictation. Something like that.
In the beginning, if he wants to
beginning
stop...
Beginning with independent free cooperation, out of curiosity. But when coming in contact, he's being coming within the fist gradually of Maya, and then forced to do this. The tendency, the inertia.
Then he goes all the way to the bottom of the ladder, to a worm or...
Going down and coming out, reaction, action, reaction, coming and going, so being a vicious circle, moving.
So every soul passing downward has to become a Brahma also?
Yes, maybe. And Brahma's position must be crossed over. But he may be Brahma or may not be.
Brahma Lok, he
achieved. Brahma Lok, he must have to pass over. But one may go in a lightning speed through Brahma Loka, with the speed of lightning. A devotee from this mundane plane, he may have such sukriti, grace of the Lord, and Viraja Brahma Loka, Vaikuntha, he may pass through quickly and go at once to the Goloka. It is possible. And gradually, slowly passing, going up, down, in this way also slowly, one can make progress. A question of particular nature.
Not, but the devotees can go too fast.
Devotee of different type. Now, devotee is not a one thing. All the devotees are not one and same. They have got their different individual acquisition. Accordingly, that their future will be determined.
So what is the criterion to for a devotee to make a very rapid progress?
A rapid progress, that is, so that they ascertain to gather power from the outside, and that is the association of the sadhu and sattva.
Chanting and associating.
Surrendering, and to, and on the basis of surrendering everything.